The new Listen Live experience is online at RadioAlabama.net. Choose from any of Radio Alabama's 11 radio stations and simply click the play button. Take your favorite Radio Alabama station with you anytime, online at RadioAlabama.net.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, the local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Rebecca Young. And as you know, businesses are the lifeblood of everything we do. They shape how we work, mold how we interact, and create opportunities to be successful. This is Season 1, Episode 9, and this week's Business in Our Backyard is Broadway Spinal Care, and I have Dr. Jonathan Douglas in studio. Hi there.
Hello.
You doing all right?
I'm doing good.
Well, first, let's learn about you and your wife, Tara, and how you came to be in Sylacauga.
So Tara is from Sylacauga.
Okay.
I'm from Hoover. We practiced for about 20 years in Washington State, and we had a clinic that was a training facility for new doctors. And so we kept looking for the right doctor that could take over that practice and allow us to get back home to family. And okay. So we met this person when she was 12, and we trained her. She said, I want to come join you. And so we said, well, that's great. And so all along the way, and we helped her get through chiropractic college, and she came and took over the practice and allowed us to transition back to Alabama, and we're just really happy to be back by family because we need to be back with family. We see that.
Mm-hmm. So chiropractic is quite often made fun of, but it is a real venture in medicine. I mean, you learn all kinds. You have to learn, like, almost every body part, every body system. What different kinds of chiropractic care do you learn?
Chiropractic is kind of interesting just in a lot of ways. It's misunderstood primarily. Mm-hmm. We're listed as primary care physicians in every state.
Oh, really?
So we take the same number of hours of instruction as an MD would take. It's just the last 2 years, we don't do anything that's pharmaceutical. Where medical doctors will learn the basic sciences and then go to pharmaceutical, we go to manual medicine. And so that's really the only difference. But the number of hours is exactly the same, chiropractic versus medical school. So that's the beginning point, I think, that's kind of confusing. It's also interesting to us to move back to Alabama because the West Coast chiropractic versus Alabama chiropractic are very different things. Hmm. On the West Coast, we see primarily referrals from medical doctors. We worked with orthopedists and neurosurgeons, and we worked as a team with the entire medical group.
Really?
And so what we're seeing here is that there seems to be a real disconnect.
There is.
And so people have an idea that chiropractic is primarily just a Band-Aid kind of a situation, where on the West Coast, that's not the way it is. You help people find real solutions that are long-lasting to problems. And so we're trying to change that paradigm a little bit because we don't really know how to work in the primarily just Band-Aid kind of situation. We're trying to create relationships. And we've already met some surgeons that are interested, and they're sending people in. And so we're trying to create something different because it works much better if chiropractic is a part of the system, not outside of the system.
Yeah, because when I worked at UAB, they did not speak well of chiropractors. Mm-hmm.
Which is really interesting because we do a great job handling the things that most medical doctors don't want to handle. We had a lot of friends that are MDs and they hated low back pain coming in, or mm-hmm. neck pain, because they don't really have a solution for
right.
it.
Right, all they do is give them pain.
That's right. Yeah. And so we were the great solution, and patients love these people when they really did nothing other than say, hey, go see these people and they can help you. And so we really can be an asset to the thing that the MDs don't really want. It just ties up your office if you've got a low back pain patient you can't do anything with.
Well, then they think they're just drug seekers too.
That's right.
I mean, I first met a chiropractor after I was in an accident. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, the ER doctor did recommend, chiropractic. But, mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of them don't. So I was looking at your Facebook page, and it says something about Atlas Orthogonal Activator. What is that?
So there are thousands of techniques within chiropractic. Mm-hmm. In the 1920s, there was a real split. There was a group that went with more of what you call manual type of adjustments. Mm-hmm. And so D.D. Palmer was the person who's considered the discoverer of chiropractic in 1895. And so he was a very heavy-handed manual kind of adjuster. His son, B.J., thought that there could be a more specific way to do things. And so they had a big fight. His son, BJ, actually ran over him during a parade from the school at Palmer School. And they split ways. And so Dee Dee went to the West Coast and opened his school, and BJ stayed in Iowa and started teaching different things. So those two schools have never come back together. But what we do is very much more specific and instrument-driven than heavy-handed manual type of adjustments. And people do well with both of them. It's just that what we do is very different than what you would think of maybe as traditional kind of chiropractic.
Well, and you and I have talked about this. I go to a chiropractor in Pell City, and she does an entirely different kind of chiropractic. Mm-hmm. You said it's kinesiology?
Applied kinesiology. So chiropractic is described as an art and a science, and it really is, because they teach you the science of the techniques, but then as you're in practice, you find out that you learn 20 different techniques, and you kind of merge all of them together, and then you go to a seminar and you learn something new. And so we don't really specifically do any one thing. We just think of, every time a patient comes in, we look at them and think, this looks like so-and-so that we saw 20 years ago or 10 years ago or whatever. And so you try to apply that same kind of formula, and then if you find out that they don't respond, then you say, okay, well, then maybe they have this going on, maybe they have this going on. So we try to find a solution that keeps them balanced and is, again, a long-term, not just a, I'm hurting, I come in and get fixed real quickly, because that's generally not the way it works.
Okay. Well, I'm talking with Dr. Jonathan Douglas of Broadway Spinal Care. This is Businesses in Our Backyard, and we'll be right back.
Don't let people talking on social media lead you astray on local news with false information. Stay in the know with news, sports, weather, and events happening in our area on SylacaugaNews.com, your source for all things happening in and around the Coosa Valley. Subscribe today to the free SylacaugaNews.com Daily Digest and get the day's top stories delivered straight to your inbox each weekday morning. Get the latest weather forecasts, local sports finals, political and business news, and special features on SylacaugaNews.com.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
I'm Rebecca Young, and I'm talking with Jonathan Douglas of Broadway Spinal Care, and they have a chiropractic clinic, but it's more a primary care clinic, actually, right?
We deal with a lot of things. People come to us with questions about MRIs. We send for a lot of MRIs. We do a lot of imaging in our office because we feel like if we're going to be working with your spine, we need to see your spine.
Mm-hmm.
And so we help. I think you'd be surprised at what we do in our office. It's not just, we deal with a lot of concussions. People don't know that. We deal with a lot of rib fractures.
Oh, wow.
From falls. And so there are a lot of things that, again, we learned as a West Coast kind of a model mm-hmm. for chiropractic. We deal with a lot of spinal issues that are not just pain.
Okay. So what's the most challenging aspect of this business?
I think getting people to understand that they need to take ownership in their health.
Oh, that's, yes. That's, oh, good grief.
That's
yes.
the hardest.
It is the hardest.
A lot of things are preventable, and a lot of things you teach someone to do exercises maybe, and then they never even attempt them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the frustrating part. But over the years, we've learned not to worry about it more than the patient worries about it. Does
mm-hmm.
that make sense? We
yes.
had a mentor that told
because
us that.
Because you can't make them do it.
That's right. And so we're always committed. And if a person's 100% in, then we'll do anything we can to help. But then if somebody just wants some little portion
fix,
of it,
yeah.
That's fine. We're there for that also. But it is frustrating when you know that someone could have a fix and then they purely just choose not to have the fix. And
yes.
So, but again, we try not to get frustrated because it's not our decision.
That's right.
We're just there as facilitators of trying to help.
Well, what do you think what do you wish everybody understood about your job?
I wish that they understood that we do more than just pain relief.
Okay.
So if you have a spinal issue, that we can help be the quarterback of figuring out what the next step would be. So we see a lot of people that went maybe straight to a surgeon, or they went straight to some heavy drugs for pain killing, when really we could have found a different answer. And so we often have people come in and we send them straight for surgery. We send mm-hmm. them for an MRI and we send them for surgery. But we're very good at that diagnosis and finding the right person, because you don't want to just bounce from doctor to doctor.
No.
So we try to find what's wrong, number one, because that's the first step in any kind of treatment. Mm-hmm. What's wrong? And then what's the typical prognosis for this? And what are the best steps? And often we're telling people, you know what? We're not the right place for you, but we need to get you here, and then we need to let them evaluate it. And then there's probably these steps involved. And that's really our job, is just to help people find the solution, even if we're not the solution.
Do you see a lot of arthritis in older people in their spine?
If arthritis is funny. Everybody over 35 is going to have arthritis. And some kind of people are always shocked. that you tell them shot. But there's
isn't that what I mean? If grandma says stenosis, isn't that just arthritis, or is it something else?
There's so many levels of arthritis. Most people have degenerative arthritis, and that means that you fell off a swing set when you were five, and you made the joint unhappy, and your body has tried to lock that joint down over time, so you put extra bone. That's what we see 99% of the time. Then there's rheumatoid arthritis, there's a psoriatic arthritis. There's so many different levels of it, but when you say arthritis, you scare people. Really, we talk more about degeneration of a joint is a much easier way to say it, because they think of their grandmother who has hands they can't move, right, when you say arthritis. But everybody has arthritis, because if you live life, you've fallen down the stairs or you've fallen off a swing set at some point, and it comes.
Yeah, you pay for everything that you did when you were young.
You certainly do.
So what's something about chiropractic that has surprised you?
We see a lot of complicated cases, and we've seen some remarkable improvements. We've seen people with seizures that don't have seizures anymore.
Really?
We help people with migraine headaches, and there are literally people right now that are living in a dark room.
I know a friend of mine who has whose wife just has them constantly.
And so those people can often be helped. And if it's not even something we can do, it's generally something we know that they haven't tried. But seeing those people that literally have no life, it's always fun to help anybody, you know. So if somebody has neck pain, then that's always fun to help them and they do better. But when you see the person that literally has changed everything in their life, and then you see them come out of that darkness, and even if you're 50, 60% better, to them that's a totally different world. That's why we do this, because we just love seeing that every day. We have to be the cheerleaders in the beginning, but once we get them over the hump and they start to see it, then it's amazing, because it's just a different world for them, and it's wonderful.
Now, is like doing regular exercise, is that part of some of the things you recommend? Or
we recommend all kinds of things. It depends on the condition. But most people don't maintain their bodies. They just think that they're going to make it through life, and then they're going to do what they do, and they don't have to put any maintenance. But if you have a car, you have to change the oil every once in a while, right? And the tires wear out. And so a body is the same thing. And it's even worse if you don't give it the right building blocks. So if you have very poor nutrition, so then you build a body out of things that aren't good building blocks, then you're going to have more problems along the line. And so we talk to some people about nutrition, exercise, stretching. Some people say, I don't want to hear any of that. I just want to come in and get adjusted. It does not matter to us. We're happy to help with whatever. But we've taught nutrition classes for 20 years. We're there to help with whatever they want. Again, if a patient comes in, they want 100% of what we offer, then we're in 100%. And if they just want a portion, then that's fine too. We're just happy to help whatever they want.
Yeah, you're up against a lot in the South as far as nutrition is concerned, because, I mean, for hundreds of years, they've lived off high fat, you know, high
processed.
White bread, yeah. Well,
processed.
White bread, I mean, biscuits, okay? Let's just go biscuits, bacon, you know, fat back, fried foods, country gravy. I mean, none of that is really good for you. But
yeah, it's not. But, I mean, we worry even more about the processed stuff. It's the chemicals that make people hurt the most. So it's the it's the Doritos and the Mountain Dew and the Crystal Light
Doritos.
And all of the Doritos is the most toxic food you could eat.
Are you kidding me? Absolutely. I always thought it was Cheetos.
No, Cheetos are bad too. So we actually took a group to Walmart, and we just went around, and they said, well, there's nothing we can eat. But there really is. I mean, if you make good looks at, there are things there. It's not like Whole Foods. We had a Whole Foods in Washington. It was amazing.
We
find everything.
There's one in Birmingham. But yeah.
There is. But I mean, it's an effort, right? Publix is going to be so much better, because Publix has really good options for food. But now we're also fighting the inflation thing, because people can buy cheap processed things, and it's hard to justify the other. But boy, when you see the health effects, and you've done it as long as we have, then you know that you really should be making those better choices, because it's going to get you at some point.
And thank you for joining us on Businesses in Our Backyard. Join us each week as we continue to feature local businesses in and around our area. Be sure to share this show with your friends and give the podcast a 5-star rating. Thanks for watching and listening.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Sylacauga and Childersburg have three great radio stations. Mix 106.5, Kix 100.3, and WSGN on 98.3 FM. Which one's your favorite?